Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
People of podcasting, it's London Calling. The biggest international festival for the business of podcasting is back. The Podcast Show 2025, now in our fourth year. We've hosted over 20,000 visitors from across the global podcast community, by day and by night. This one-of-a-kind event brings together the most recognisable voices, industry players, leading platforms and brands, and the most exciting creators. Get ready for sessions, workshops, meetings, parties, and wall-to-wall networking over 2 days and nights. The Podcast Show London, the 21st and 22nd of May. Book now at thepodcastshowlondon.com.
I wonder if it's like an ADHD thing. I wonder how many of us that do this.
Every day, defecate in a box.
If you saw someone riding an elephant-sized slug, you wouldn't be like, get the salt.
Every day you don't ask them, you are allowed to bring a new pet home.
You want more advice? Dole it out gladly. You want bad advice? Man, I'll give it out gladly.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
What's up, everybody? This is Jesco, the speech prof, and this is Bad Advice Wednesdays, the show where myself and a guest try not to ruin your life with bad advice. I mean, I guess technically we are attempting to ruin their life, but you shouldn't. We're telling you it's bad advice, right? So if you follow along, that's your own fault, legally, I hope. Anyways, so today I am joined by my parasocial and now social friend, Khan from, or not Khan Jr., on the interwebs. And, you know, I started following Khan. This is going to be my TikTok hipster moment. I think you only have like 20,000 followers. It was very early on. I don't know. It was right around when your first consensual doxing video went viral, and I found it and I sent it to my wife. I was like, look, someone that does what I do. Because I think if a lot of us do the same thing. And I meet someone new, especially as a parent now, I meet someone new and I'm like, I have to find out who did they vote for? What did they post? How happy were they? How happy were they on election night? So I've used a lot. My wife thought it was funny because I use a lot of your own tactics, but we'll get into that later. Let's hear it from your mouth. If somebody were to come to your page and not have any idea what to expect, what should they be prepared for?
I get two reactions to my content, and it's either like, hey, this is horrifying, or hey, you're just like me. So it's always like opposite ends of the spectrum. I try to find people's birthdays using only information that they have provided online. So people will a lot of the times challenge me, for lack of a better word, and be like, there's no way you can find me. My birthday is nowhere on the internet. And I just kind of go through the steps on, yes, it is. And this is how I found it. And I don't use like reverse image search or any kind of those data broker websites that have people's email or address on there. It's just like, hey, you or your friends and family have this info that you gave to people on the internet, and that's how I found your birthday. And people like it. And so that's you get like an unhinged, fun, campy time on my page.
How did you figure out you had this skill? I guess where did you learn this skill?
I don't know. I think I always say I just like puzzles. And I think everyone who does this kind of, you know, I think everyone has their FBI friend of the group. I get a lot of comments that are like, oh my gosh, I do this all the time. My friends need to find someone from Tinder and I just find them in 10 minutes, you know, and my friends would always come to me for things like that. But I did notice that they'd be like, how did you do this in like 3 minutes? And I'm like, doesn't everybody just like, you know, Google this kind of thing or this? And I kind of noticed, oh, okay, I think I'm better at this than like some other people. And then I never knew that that would be the thing that, you know, launched me being addicted to TikTok. But here we are. So, yeah.
I wonder if it's like an ADHD thing. I wonder how many of us that do this have the ability, because we hone in on it and nothing else exists. You know, our hyper-focus is just, because I've done that exact thing where I'll be up, my wife will be looking at me and she'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I've been here for 3 hours trying to find out if this person has ever been to this park that I've been to that I saw that or
Yes, exactly. I'll be like, you know, I obviously have very bad diagnosed ADHD, and when I take Adderall, like, you know, a prescribed Adderall, I'll be like, okay, I bet that I need to focus on housework, but I know that I'm going to focus on who this random comment's birthday is, and I will not get off the couch until I find it, you know, like, thanks, ADHD.
What? Because I know, obviously, not everyone is successful. I've been there where you're like, no matter what you do, no matter what you look for, there's just a dead end for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, what's the longest you've ever spent? I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, like, looking for one that you're like, this is going to make great content, people are going to love this, that you just could not. You could not finish. You couldn't hit the final date birthday.
Oh my gosh. It was a lady. I do get comments a lot that are like, show when you fail. And it's so boring to show that.
Who,
I'm like,
who cares about that?
Who cares?
So like, anticlimactic. People are like, oh, I'm not going to share this.
There was one lady like a couple weeks ago where I was like, oh, she had nothing on her profile. I found her through her husband and then through her kids, like soccer roster, where her name was on the soccer roster. And then I just could not find her birthday. Her Facebook is like a bunch, like her name on Facebook is a bunch of jumbled letters that I figured out were like her kid's name, like the initials of her kids in order. I found out every single thing about this woman, but I could not find her birthday. And so I'm still on the hunt there, but
yeah.
I think I've given up.
So like, you pencil it away, you put it in your, it still could happen.
Yeah.
And that could also be an amazing story. I started this consensual docs a year ago, and today her husband messed up.
And here is your great aunt's birthday and your mom.
I can tell you everything about your life. I can uncomfortably fill you in on so many details, but yes. I don't. The birthday, though. So we talked a little bit before offline about how, because both, if I'm remembering correctly, neither of us planned on being content creators. It kind of happened, right? We just, like, I was, for different reasons, like, I was bored and started posting online, and then it started blowing up for different reasons.
Right?
It's kind of like, I'm just like, I need something to do. You know, this is my new ADHD thing, coming back to that. And this is my new focus. But what has the experience been like for you getting all this like kind of accidental notoriety?
It's crazy because I was a server. So I was like a server at a restaurant in Chicago, and I like really enjoyed being a server, and I was just like enjoying my life, right? And that first TikTok where I responded to that woman, I went to work and I said, and you know, my coworkers can vouch, I never was like, I want to be a famous person on the internet. I was just like, you know, and I went to work and I said, guys, I just posted a TikTok and I feel really good about it. I feel like it's going to like get some views, right? And I came home and I was like, oh my God, it has like 80,000 likes or whatever like that. And then I thought that was cool. And then I told my husband. And then when people started commenting more, I was like, oh my God, this one got 1 million views. This one got 2 million views. I was like, okay, this is a thing. I'm enjoying this.
I think your next step should be making like longer versions of these on YouTube, because I know there's so many steps where people are like, no, there's more to this. I need to know every detail, like for some of your longer searches.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I think I've like condensed a lot of them too, where it's like, I'm sure you do the same thing where it's like, have all of these things to say. And then you end up saying 4 things out of the 10 million you wanted to. And so I'm just
and then you get comments like, well, why didn't you talk about this other?
You're like, I did.
Why didn't you mention
I wanted to. Yeah. But I really do want to do that. Like I said, it's like, because this was accidental and I didn't like plan to be a creator, I'm still kind of like navigating how to do stuff on YouTube, because people ask me, oh, what's your process? Like, how do you sit down? Like, do you plan? I'm like, I just open the TikTok app and I just record until I'm like, okay, I told all the steps, post.
I tell people the exact same thing where I don't script. I've never scripted anything. Like, everything I do online is just, I have an idea. I'm like, oh, I'll record this. And I had somebody get mad at me before. They're like, oh, wait a breath. I'm like, I think it's a different skill set, right? Because I've tried scripting stuff and it's terrible.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't go over well.
No, not at all. And people will be like, oh, just batch content. I'm like, that sounds horrible. That sounds like the opposite of what my one ADHD would not let me like,
right.
be like, let me plan all this stuff ahead. That's like not
That's a
thing.
Quick way for our neurodiversity to tell us, oh, you're not going to enjoy this at all anymore.
Yeah, I think like content creation or even, you know, even if you don't call it that, even if you just call it I'm making videos on TikTok, it's right. so cool because it opens you up to even like making friends, like getting like positive feedback from people, getting negative feedback from people. But I mean, there's just so many outlets where you can like feel good, you know, like, oh, I made right. friends. I produce something that I'm proud of. And also people are giving me, you know, feedback that I really enjoy. So it's like, there's just so many rewards from being on the internet sometimes. And I really love that part.
Yeah. It's definitely, like I said, I think you have to be okay with the attention. Like, 'cause I'm very introverted in real life.
Oh, same.
Even though we're talking right now, in general, it's so much better when I can just kind of just be alone in my room.
Oh my gosh.
Doing
yes.
my phone thing and dealing with it. Yeah.
Yeah. On my account, people will be like, oh, you're in Chicago. I hope I see you around sometime. I'm like, you probably won't because I do not leave my house a lot. Like,
Have you been recognized? You mentioned you were a server. Like, have you been recognized in public? And what's that experience been like?
Yeah, it was at work. I get recognized more often than not because I've mentioned where I work a couple times on my TikTok. And so I will have served. The thing is, people tell me at the end of like me serving them, which is, I think is so funny because I'll be like, okay, these people were like so nice to me and right. like smiling the whole time. The first girls who ever recognized me were like three girls. And I was like, they, you know, as a server, when you're talking to someone, it's like, we have all these specials, we have this. And people are kind of like, their eyes kind of glaze over sometimes. They're like, okay, like, let me order. But these girls were so attentive to me. And I was like, wow, they really care about like the food, you know? And at the end, they were like, hey, we're here because we follow you on TikTok. I was like, oh my God, it's such a cool feeling. It's like a very cool feeling. And that was like when I had like 100,000 followers. So it was like still very new. So that was like, so it's exciting every time though. So yeah. What about you? Do you get recognized?
Well, sort of. I made a video about this a while back, but I've reached the point where people don't know where they know me.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's because I don't like everything I do online is just my head. So when they see me that I'm 6'5" in real life, they don't know.
Are
how
you 6'5"?
I think, yeah, I'm a giant. People just don't expect it. Right. They know
yeah, right.
just this face. And then all of a sudden there's this giant body that is
people
there.
Come
and they're
up
like,
to you and
they're
like,
yeah. Can I take a picture of you so I can check something real quick? Well, there was a mom at my kid's school recently that went to my wife and she said, she was like, is your husband the speech prof? And so that's,
oh, that's awesome.
That's how I found out. That's been my number one way of finding out that people actually know who I am has been when they approach my wife.
Oh, my husband too. The,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His coworkers will be like, I follow your wife on TikTok.
Is that weird?
Yeah. And I'm like,
can
oh,
you
cool.
find my birthday? I don't know why I made all your husband's coworkers creepy.
I'm like, oh yeah, just look them up on your like company roster.
I'll
pretend that I found it.
How has your husband kind of dealt with all, you know, marrying a non-celebrity and then all of a sudden, and I don't know, celebrity is a weird word for us, right? Because it's such a niche type of celebrity, right? But
yeah,
but with dealt with the this kind of unexpected fame.
It's funny because he's like the opposite of me. Of like, he never like he's one of those people where it's like, never posts on Instagram, has an Instagram, mm-hmm. has like 4 posts on Instagram, you know, doesn't ever post stories, doesn't feel the need to take pictures ever. So
right.
he's super supportive of me, but I'll be like, you want to be in a TikTok? He'll be like, sure. Like, but like amazingly supportive. The best part is I'll be asleep or something and he'll come into the room after I posted a TikTok the night before and he'll be like, hey, this got so many views and read all these comments. It's awesome. So he's like a really big hype man, which like is
That's
really
awesome.
Awesome. So yeah. What about your wife? Is she?
Well, she, I think it didn't really click for her. Like numbers, like she's good at math. I'm not saying she's bad at math, but like the concept of how big things get was not, it just didn't seem real. And so I'd tell her something and she'd be like, okay, is that good? She's very supportive. Like, yeah, she's been my hype man in the sense that I've almost quit a bunch of times. And she's like, no, you got to keep doing this.
This is cool.
It can get overwhelming, right? And I'm sure there's just so many horrible people on the internet. And if you say anything, even, and my channel's fairly political with some of the stuff I talk about, but like if you say anything even slightly political, it just, they come out, they're like, what? How dare you have an opinion? I'm only allowed to have an opinion.
Yes, right. I love when someone will comment something negative and I will respond to them, like, and they are surprised. I think people like feel better about commenting into the void sometimes. They feel like, oh, mm-hmm. I put my opinion there and I feel better. But then when someone responds to them, especially the person whose video they commented on, they're like, I don't know what to do now.
Or they'll be like, I didn't actually think you'd see this. I'm like, well, you were... Then why'd you write it? You see my page. I finally just started making video responses to them because I'm like, no, if you're going to put that out in the world, then I want people to know how terrible you are. Right?
Yes. And also you're allowed to respond.
They're like, oh, well, I was just trying to be mean to you. I didn't want other people to know I was being mean to you. Right.
Yeah. DM me on Instagram then.
Yeah.
Send me a private message.
I used to take it. That's when I almost quit before. I used to take it really personally. Because people find everything you're insecure about.
Oh, and
they just really get you. Like, how did you, did my bully from fourth grade somehow reappear?
Yeah, they found me. This... Yeah. The very strange thing is that people have an opinion on every video as if every TikTok was made for them. And if it's something that doesn't cater to them or they don't agree with, they're like,
right,
I need to tell you that I don't like this. And I'm like, you don't.
It's literally as easy as just swiping away from the video.
I always see content creator courses on TikTok that are like, start posting videos, post every day. And I'm like, you need to know that like people aren't going to straight up call you a slur or they're not going to like be super hateful.
Well, sometimes.
Well, yes. I mean, yes. Every once in a while, yeah. but the thing that I don't think a lot of people know who don't make videos is that, like, you need to be prepared for all of the dismissive, mean ones that are like, I would rather be called a slur 3 times than get, like, 100 comments that are like, I don't like your content. It's bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, that's the kind of stuff that wears me down. It's like, okay.
Well, Khan, I think my audience got to know who you are. All right, so before we start answering these, I always want to get the same disclaimer. These are questions submitted by my followers with no context, and they know getting into this that I am intentionally trying to give them bad advice. So if we give good advice, it's a mistake, and I apologize, and you're welcome. So we are going to do that right now. And question number one, how do I ask my boss what the fuck her problem is with me?
Got it. Okay. Like every day, defecate in a box and with like, but form it in the shape of a word. Like, and so every day you mail her a different box. It's like, what? And then the next day, another one is, or sorry, what the? It'd be 8 defecation boxes in like a little over a week. And then she'll finally get it.
Okay. Should she have her like return address on the box? Like, should it be should the boss know who it is or should it be implied?
Oh, you should make her return address like her own address or maybe like her home address, because you could get it sent to her office and then like the return, if it gets returned to sender, it just goes to her home.
Oh,
right?
No. Or hold on. I'm going to add on to this. Okay.
Oh,
let's
because
the topic of our show is consensual doxing. But like, what if you find addresses of people she knows and it comes and it's confusing. So at first you're like, why is my brother sending me this horrible thing? And then all of a sudden it's like her childhood friend. And, you know, so the addresses are adding up, but she's not figuring it out. And then the final one, you put your own address and your name on there. But at that point you have deniability.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Depending on how bad this goes, if she sues, you can be like, I didn't do this.
Yeah, that's my answer.
All right. I think that's solid. I think that's good advice. I think it's gonna,
Thank you.
You know, it's blunt. It's to the, you can't be misunderstood And
that's why they pay us the big bucks, Chesco.
What type of animal should I ride into battle? For the sake of this question, size doesn't matter.
Can it like be, I would say like a giant, like if it could be big, if it's a small, like a giant amoeba. Like,
okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I guess like squishy can like, I'm trying to think of an animal that can like absorb blows, or maybe the, I guess maybe that's good advice to get the squishiest animal possible.
But how fast could the amoeba go though too? Because maybe it's a combination of good and bad. So it's protective. It can't be destroyed, but it's going to be just oozing along. So you're not going to be able to catch anyone by surprise.
Of a slug.
Yeah.
I think I'm just describing a slug, like a big slug.
Are they, I mean... I don't know enough about amoeba biology. Is it?
I'm gonna go giant slug, terrible slow.
Okay.
Just salt, like salt would just you'd be done.
Just destroy.
Yeah.
Although if you saw, I mean, let's be real though, if you saw someone riding a like an elephant sized slug, you wouldn't be like, saddle. get the salt. That might be good advice. You might have accidentally given good advice here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You could slant that. And then how much salt would you need, right? I know, like a little slug, you need just a little bit. But like for an elephant-sized slug, who has that much salt lying around?
Yeah, there's nobody who has like a barrel of salt ready. Yeah, no. Maybe this is accidentally good advice, but I'm still sticking with big
if you're
old
a ghost
slug.
Hunter, I learned that from Supernatural. You need salt, the circle of salt. It can protect you from ghosts and from giant slugs. Wait, what would, all right, now I want to ask, if you, forget bad advice for a second, if you were going to ride an animal into battle, like if this is a real question, if you had to choose, this is a sci-fi universe here, what would your animal be? What would your battle animal be?
Oh, I would say like a big old porcupine, like a, like, I guess the top, I wouldn't be impaled by the spikes myself.
You'd have to,
but
you'd have,
say
to have
like
some sort of a special holster for you.
Maybe like an armadillo. I'm thinking of like the fact that I can just make any animal a big size, like an elephant size. So,
or could you combine? You might want to have to like Avatar, the Airbender. Yeah, maybe you can combine. So you have like an armadillo porcupine. So like the arm, plates are what you can ride on, and then it has the spikes for
like in the back. Oh yeah,
I think. By the way, I think I'd want, if it was me, I think I want a chicken,
like a
giant a chicken. Like I think
be
chickens
so fast.
Are evil. They're so fast, and they could mess some things up.
You're right. They're so mean. They can be so mean. Yeah. And they dodge. I'm thinking of videos I've seen where people put like little jeans on chickens. Have you seen that?
Although I saw a video of this is completely off the rails now, but I saw a video of an eagle like diving after or like a falcon diving after a bird in the water. And I've decided that the wings are the legs and that the things are that. So because the way it dove, this is completely obscure that without a visual that no one's going to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm trying to imagine it.
It looks like it's the hands going after and the legs are these little like cowboy pants of the wings that are behind
no,
it.
No, I
right?
know exactly what you described it great because I can visualize it. Yes, you're right. It's like
I think people have been reading it wrong. Chickens walk on their or birds walk on their hands. They're just and they need their legs to fly.
Whoa.
That's my
okay. This got it. Really got this got really existential very quickly.
We just made someone. I made like what do you call people that study a zoologist very angry right now.
They're cringing.
But no, that is not how birds work.
I agree with you politically, but the bird stuff is where I draw the line.
You crossed the line. The bird calling a chicken's wings its legs. Oh, good.
Actually,
I think we got that one solved. We helped this person. With both good and we gave good and bad advice there. I think we gave a lot of good advice. Too much good advice. Too much good advice so far. Do I need my partner's permission to get a new pet?
No. Mm-mm. You don't need it. And every day they don't. Every day you don't ask them, you are allowed to bring a new pet home.
I mean, they're not your keeper, right? I mean, sure, you share a space.
You don't own me.
Yeah.
You don't
maybe
own
if
me.
No, I almost gave good advice again. I was like, if they're allergic, but then, you know, that sounds like a them problem.
Yeah,
more important for them to breathe or you having joy?
I care about building your immunity, and if you don't see me bringing two cats home as me looking out for you, then just divorce. Like
this is long term. You're long term thinking here. You know they're thinking short term. They're gonna have some sniffles, but if they can't handle a cat now, two cats now out of the blue, what are they? Wait till they find out all the other stuff you're gonna do.
Yeah, exactly.
Without asking them.
Mm-hmm. I've got a giant chicken in the backyard and mm-hmm. nobody can tell me otherwise.
A friend of mine has a silky chicken. Have you seen those before?
Silky?
Silky. They're like fluffy. Like, I always thought of chickens as the evil chickens you'd ride into battle. Right.
Yeah.
But
right.
They're like these. They're beautiful. Like, I didn't know chickens were pretty. I'm not joking right now. My wife just texted me. This is not on purpose. This is the funniest thing. She's at the dog pound right now. Looking, and she's like, look at the dog. I think she might be bringing
home dog. Watch this dog walk in the background behind you.
I mean, I guess technically she's informing me that was the odds of that happening.
If she mm-hmm. If she takes the advice, you can't blame her.
No, I just gave my full on cosign that you do not need to ask your partner. That is so funny. The odds of that happening. What should one do to become a bad person? Not terrible, just bad light. Yeah. Those are the exact words they use. Just bad light. Yeah.
Take the hottest take that you have. Take the worst opinion that you have. Make a TikTok about it. And tag the speech prof.
And make it your whole personality.
Yeah, make it your personality.
Yeah, I think that's the a good way to be. But like, make everything about you is connected to this one hot take.
And go on Google. Go to pick restaurants you've never seen in your life. Rate them one star and say, "I've never been here, so I can't rate this."
Have you ever seen on Amazon like the Q&A? That's the part that makes me the most, I get so mad where somebody would be like, does this fit into this thing? Like, well, I don't know, but here's what I think.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Those are like the most confusing.
Yeah. Or people will get like angry. They'll angry respond like, well, I don't even own this. Then this question wasn't for you.
Why are you here?
Why are you trolling the Q&A for this cooler?
When you get on TikTok, you're like, oh, there are like a ton of people like this on TikTok. Right.
Well, I can imagine. Yeah, I could see people. I'm sure you must get people that when you're doing your path to something, they're like, well, what you should have done was this thing. Because then now that I know exactly how you did it, I can see your mistake. Why didn't you know that before you made that mistake?
I always say that. I'm like, you know the answer. Like, I did not know the answer when I went into this. One guy was like, well, you could have used reverse image search. And I responded to him. I said, oh, I don't use reverse image search. I only use information. He's like, you used Google. I'm like, you got me. I did use Google. How could I have not? You're right. I used Google. I'm a fraud.
This isn't impressive. I don't like this. This isn't making me happy. Do something to make me happy.
I would have done this. Okay. Do you ever want to say to people, okay, make a video?
Well, for me, it's always like, well, why aren't you? Because, like, you know, I'll critique one of those like toxic dating coaches. And they'll say, well, why aren't you critiquing when women do this? I'm like, have you been on the internet? Have you seen? There are thousands of pages that are this being horrible to women. Like, that's the guy I'm critiquing was doing what you want him to do. That's not me.
I promise we're nice, cool, fun people, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Tessa.
update on the dog situation. My wife just texted me, I can't leave him here.
Is he like a stray? A stray paw?
It's the shelter. She'll sometimes go there. She's at the shelter. And
I thought she was at like a park. She found pomer.
No, she's at the, she'll go to the dog shelter sometimes just to look at dogs. All right, let's do one more.
One more,
maybe two. Or I don't know how much time we have. Let's see.
I don't leave my house. Keep going. Right, keep going.
Let's just keep going. Do you work tonight? What's our deadline?
Two introverts just chilling on the internet in their zone. Let's keep going.
Which, by the way, I never, because I hate talking to people.
I think I mean, a lot of jobs I've had before, I worked at Disney. I was a princess at Disney for like 4 years. I worked on a cruise ship. I was like a trivia hoe. People will be like, I'll be like, I'm extremely introverted. And people will be like, no, you're not. And I'm like, wait. Those jobs, it's not me. It's like me performing.
That's my mask.
Same thing as TikTok. Well, TikTok's a little different because I feel like you can like present yourself and like your personality and be like, this is who I am. I feel comfy, like exposed. But I'm still introverted. It's not like I would be this fun in like a group setting. Like my social anxiety is really bad too, but TikTok is just a different beast about that. But I'm glad you can relate.
And the weirdest thing about TikTok though is like I didn't expect to get followers, and so this is me. Like everything on there is just I am. So I'm like, oh no, people literally know. So if people don't like what they see, they don't like. It's not that they don't like my character.
Yeah,
they don't like me. So it's a very vulnerable place to be.
The curse of being authentic, you know. I mean,
yes.
Maybe people don't like it. I like you.
Well, good. I'm
I think
happy.
You're great.
Right. What tattoo should I get?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Butterfly.
In the sky.
Like in, yes. Yeah. Butterfly in the sky.
In the
But the butterfly, like the design on the butterfly is a Confederate flag.
Okay.
Yeah. And then above that it says Harley Davidson.
And the butterfly is like a skeleton of a butterfly.
Yeah.
So it's like a skeleton butterfly with it.
And then the left wing says roll, and then the right wing says tide. And then
okay.
It says Harley Davidson.
Speaking of, I don't have any tattoos. And I have wanted tattoos forever. And I have ideas for them, but like, this is where, once again, I have horrible ADHD. And like my cousin, she worked in a tattoo shop. And she said her advice for me was, okay, when you pick a design, carry it with you for a year. And then if you still like it after a year, get it. And I've never gone past like a month. I'm like, no, I don't like this
anymore.
2 weeks
before, you're like, what was I thinking? Do you want to see my stupidest tattoo?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. It's Hello Kitty.
No.
In my mouth.
No, that's amazing though. How bad did that hurt?
No, it didn't hurt at all. Actually,
no,
it was like really easy. Yeah, and the tattoo artist was like, "This will probably come off in a couple weeks. It really sucks and it's been 13 years.
No, and that's dark too. It's not even faded.
I know.
That's like that. Like...
I know.
So where, if people want to find you, where can they find you? What should they look for?
I am Not Con Jr. on all my socials. On TikTok is where I am most active. Instagram and Twitter as well. Not as active there, trying to be better. But, you know, the ADHD doesn't let you be so consistent all the time. But, yeah, you can find me there. And,
Great. And if you want Khan to consensually dox you, be sure to spam her TikToks over and over and over again. I'm sure she'll appreciate that. Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Insult her. Be sure to be very insulting. Tagging over and over, I'm sure, is not tiring at all. I'm sure that's a great way to get
and
your
ask
attention.
What ethnicity I am. I also love that.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one. You should probably stitch her, and that'll get her to notice you. With that.
Stitch with Not Con Jr.
What are you? And that was Bad Advice on a Wednesday. If you enjoyed today's show, please like, please subscribe, share it with your friends, drop a 5-star review. You can always support us financially at patreon.com/thespeechprof. All links of everything we talked about will be available in the show notes. And most importantly, remember, this is intended to be bad advice. Please do not listen to anything we said. I'm sorry.
Okay, dope rhyme slinger, good advice giver. Listen for a second, let me try and paint a picture. Raises coming up and you want your check bigger. Moving quiet just won't get you seen. Your boss a clicker,
People of podcasting, it's London Calling. The biggest international festival for the business of podcasting is back. The Podcast Show 2025, now in our fourth year. We've hosted over 20,000 visitors from across the global podcast community, by day and by night. This one-of-a-kind event brings together the most recognizable voices, industry players, leading platforms and brands, and the most exciting creators. Get ready for sessions, workshops, meetings, parties, and wall-to-wall networking over 2 days and nights. The Podcast Show London, the 21st and 22nd of May. Book now at thepodcastshowlondon.com.